Students in Lot C-10 witnessed a carbecue on Monday at approximately 5 p.m. A non-student arrived to pick up a sibling when her white pickup truck went up in flames. A very fast-acting Talon Marks journalism crew immediately kicked into action and captured the burning truck on film. Viewable on TalonMarks.com. Staff writer Alexandra Scoville reporting.
A white truck caught fire in parking lot C-10 at the Cerritos College campus on Monday afternoon. The cause of the fire is unknown. The fire was extinguished by the Los Angeles County Fire Department. The driver, who is not a Cerritos College student, was picking up her sister, who currently goes to Cerritos College. The woman noticed smoke coming from her vehicle and pulled into the parking lot. Students who were at the automotive building saw the truck smoking and ran to help the woman get out of her car. Sean Rutkowski, an automotive student, was one of the first to go help.
She was pulling up. She stopped with her flashers on, and there was just smoke coming out of the car. Smelled like burning coolant, and as soon as she parked it, you could just see the flames coming out the side. So me and Mark ran over to tell her to get out. She came running out of the car, went and got the fire extinguisher, and it just did not help at all.
Mark Gessen, another automotive student, was with Rutkowski and went with him to help the woman.
Smoking, we saw a little bit of a fire. We yelled at her to come out, and then caught more, and then we ran and got fire extinguishers.
Robert Shaka Ali was the student who ran to campus police to inform them that there was a car on fire.
Yeah, they said they already had part of it already determined. They just asked what kind of vehicle was it. I just told them it was a white little pickup truck that looked like it needed some help. They said they already had people already on it when the car was already on fire. They came in like about 2 minutes after I went in, so...
There were no injuries as a result of the fire, and the extent of damage is unknown at this time. The woman who was driving the truck declined to comment. For Talon Marks Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Alexandra Scoville reporting.